meteorology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 55. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast again tonight, slight chance for scattered rain showers, lows dip down to about 35. Cloudy skies tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers, highs level off around 49. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State University has been recognized on a national level to its dedication to teaching others how to speak and understand the English language. As WIBW reports, the announcement came on Monday this week through the new partner award from the U.S. Department of State for expansions of the U.S. partner base and advancing foreign policy objectives and educational exchange with participation in the online professional English network. The award to Kansas State University also recognized Ketty Reppert, the interim director of K-State's English Language Program, as Ketty is set to accept the award on behalf of the university on Thursday this week. The event's set to take place during the 2023 Teachers of English to Speakers and Other Language International Convention in Portland, Oregon. In other news, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, along with U.S. Senator Jerry Moran from the state of Kansas, have joined other colleagues in Washington, D.C. to officially introduce the Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act. KWCH News reports that the legislation at the federal level would allow the year-round nationwide sale of ethanol blends higher than 10%. Mid-America Network News.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Pick that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Local law enforcement is investigating, along with the Kansas Bureau of Investigations, after human remains were found in Allen County near Humboldt, Kansas. Cake News reports the discovery happened on Saturday around 6 p.m. when Allen County Sheriff's Office was asked for their assistance and investigating the human skeleton that was found near Arizona Road and 1800th Street. According to the Kansas Bureau of Investigations, they say that due to the decomposed state of the body, the identification may take longer than usual, but an autopsy has been scheduled and the investigation is ongoing. So far, they say the cause of death is also unknown. And if you have any information about the incident, you can contact the Kansas Bureau of Investigations at 1-800-KS-CRIME. In other news, one individual has been shot at Fort Riley Army Base earlier this week after a confrontation with guards. KAC News reports that the military and police were called to trooper gates when they say someone had arrived driving up to the gate and got out of the vehicle, got into a confrontation with the guards that ended with the suspect being shot. No other information has been released, and the suspect is receiving medical attention for the non-life-threatening injuries.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Future Builders Challenge organization is officially underway after a three-year hiatus due to the COVID-19 pandemic, bringing near 45 high schoolers across the state around the Grand Island area to learn about entrepreneurial possibilities. It's KSNB Local Channel 4 reports the event was sponsored by the Grow Grand Island and the Grand Island Area Economic Development Corporation, teaching children about competition, business, and life skills to move into higher education.
Well, I think sophomore year of all years of school period is one of the best years to learn a skill like this, because it's like they said, it's that perfect stage of you're not like in a time crunch with your years of high school where you need to get a job figured out, but you still have that chance to take what you learn here and then further put that into like skills that you want to do with entrepreneurship and businessing if you want to later on in life.
They say it's good to have the organization back and running for students after the COVID-19 pandemic. Mid-America Network News.
Attention farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services for more than 300 exhibitors. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks. Sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident Sunday morning south of Marysville claimed the life of a Blue Rapids man. 25-year-old Caleb Pinnick lost control on Pheasant Road near 12th Road, struck a mailbox, overcorrected, went into the ditch, rolling twice, struck a post in a tree, and ended up in a dry creek bed. The accident reportedly occurred shortly before 8 a.m. Sunday. Caleb Pinnick was found dead at the scene. An injury accident was reported in Washington County March 11th. Jennifer Cass of Washington was turning. Her vehicle was struck by a Mississippi man, Carlos Sanchez, who was transported to the Washington County Hospital. An accident in Nemahal County March 5th resulted in injury to 20-year-old Elena Dice of Soldier, who fell out the passenger side door of a truck in which she was riding, driven by 21-year-old Joshua Miller, a soldier. The passenger was life-flighted to Stormont Vale in Topeka. A Holton man is the second to file for the Kansas Senate's 1st District, which is held by Dennis Pyle, up for election in 2024. Craig Bowser of Holton filed earlier this month for the seat. Dr. John Epley of Atchison has also filed. Area firefighters responded to several grass fires recently. Last Wednesday, the Hanover, Hollenburg, Washington, Barnes, Greenleaf, and Marshall County Fire Departments were dispatched for a grass fire at K-148 and 23rd Roads in Washington County. Also last Wednesday at 27th National Roads, Washington, Hanover, Hollenburg, and Morrillville, along with Diller and Fairbury Departments, were dispatched for a pasture fire. Last Thursday, officers were dispatched to 406 Commercial Street in Greenleaf for a report of theft. As a result, Jeffrey Wilder of Greenleaf was arrested on pending charges of theft and is being held at the Washington County Jail on $2,500 bond. Beatrice police arrested two juveniles and a 19-year-old in connection with several incidents of vandalism at the Chautauqua and Riverside Parks recently, with restrooms and facilities spray painted with symbols and obscenities. Tickets were issued for criminal mischief, and 19-year-old Manuel Esquivel of Beatrice was cited for contributing to the delinquency of a minor. The city of Frankfort is among 454 Kansas communities and school districts receiving a portion of funding toward a waste tire recycling effort, providing over $3,000 in rubber mulch to be used in the community's playground area. The carnival that was contracted with the Marshall County Fair is advised they would not be traveling from Oklahoma this summer. Fair Board received notice last month and reached out to other operators, none of which are available this summer or for the next 5 years. The board is working to offer an alternative with bounce houses and a car show planned, along with other activities. Suggestions or volunteers for the fair are welcome. Laura Mort, age 91, of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8, at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Laura Mort. Charles R. Chuck Wilkinson, age 69, of Barnes, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday 1 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Chuck Wilkinson.
Like a young boy turns to to Daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to Mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in Grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that Grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Make 2023 the year to prioritize your health. This is Jada Edgar, nurse practitioner at the Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic. Along with Washington Health and Drugs, we are excited to announce the Spring into Wellness Health Fair and Discounted Lab Work event, April 1st from 6 a.m. until 10 a.m. at the Hanover Community Building. Over 15 local health-related vendors will be providing free educational and lifestyle information. Discounted lab work will be done on a cash or check-only basis. Join us anytime throughout the morning for a free will donation breakfast and coffee from Cup of Joy Coffee Truck. Enter the door prize drawing to win a Blackstone Grill. Take the first step into a healthier lifestyle this spring with the Hanover Hospital, Warren Clinic, and Washington Health and Drug Health Fair and Discounted Lab Work event, Saturday, April 1st, from 6 until 10 a.m. at the Hanover Community Building. For a full vendor list, price of lab work, and more information, visit the Hanover Hospital Facebook page.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some fog early on today, otherwise staying cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 70s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and upper 30s. Staying cloudy throughout Thursday as well with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. There will be a slight chance for some rain on Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid 50s. And more rain possible throughout Friday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower 30s. Another slight chance for some rain on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. And more rain possible throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 30s. More rain showers are possible as we head into Sunday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. And still a chance for some rain, then snow showers over Sunday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Some rain and snow early on Monday, sunny with our highs in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late March, 59, record high on this date, 93, the average low, 34, and the record low, 5 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:28, sunset this evening at 7:40. Trace of precipitation with mist and drizzle overnight.
You may be aware that March's birthstone is aquamarine, but did you know there is an alternative birthstone? Find out what it is next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 22nd, the 81st day of the year. Actor William Shatner celebrates a birthday. Aquamarine is the popular pick for this month's birthstone, but there is another lesser-known stone that also represents the month of March. Bloodstone. While they differ in appearance, aquamarine and bloodstone both symbolize strength and perseverance. Very fitting for the last month of winter. Bloodstone is known for its dark green color with flecks of red spots. The red spots, which can resemble drops of blood, hence its name, are due to the presence of iron oxide in the stone. It was once thought that a bloodstone could turn the sun red, while also making thunder and lightning occur. Seeing as it's March, we wonder if that could mean thundersnow. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The Marysville Bulldog Booster Club will host its Booster Bash Dinner and Auction Saturday, April 1st. $50 per person or table of 8 for $380. Price includes meal, bottomless drinks, and entertainment provided by Sing Along Dueling Pianos. Social hour at 6:30 with meal served at 7. Visit Marysville Bulldog Boosters 364 Facebook page or bulldogboosters.club/bash for tickets and information. Tickets can also be purchased at Pepsi in Marysville no later than March 27th. All proceeds from the Marysville Bulldog Boosters Bash Dinner and Auction on April 1st will benefit Marysville Junior Senior High athletes. March 27th is the deadline to purchase tickets by visiting Pepsi in Marysville or online at bulldogboosters.club/bash.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the number 3 seed Kansas State Wildcats are moving on to the Sweet 16 after their victory over the weekend in round number 2 of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament against the number 6 seed Kentucky Wildcats at 75-69. And as they prepare for their Thursday tip-off against the number 7 seed Michigan State Spartans, Kansas State Wildcat fans across the state of Kansas are making their predictions of moving forward in the tournament.
I think we play better as underdogs, so we're not supposed to win the game. We're a 3-point underdog.
I think we can do it. We better do it. I'm excited, so we can do it. The right side of cats can make it. I'm going to give it to them. I'm going to give it to them this year. I think they're doing pretty good. I think they'll surprise a lot of people and pull it out for them.
I'm pretty excited. I have no doubts. I know the Cats are going to win. They're going to go all the way. They're going to win the national championship.
That tip-off against the Michigan State Spartans on Thursday is at 5:30. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Calling all ag vendors, reserve your exhibit space now to reach thousands of farmers and ranchers at the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the Bennett Event Center. Call or visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com to receive extended early bird rates.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Corn farmers, check this out.
442 is another Tricepta hybrid that has excellent yields in central Kansas dryland tests and Goodyear Flex capabilities.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
As the Kansas State Wildcats move through the NCAA basketball tournament for 2023, Kansas State's new head coach Jerome Tang has been selected as one of the finalists for the 2023 Naismith Men's Basketball Coach of the Year. KWCH News reports the announcement came from the Atlantic Tip-Off Club on Monday this week, where he's a finalist running up against Purdue's Matt Painter, Houston's Kelvin Sampson, and Marquette's Shaka Smart. The finalists will now move for the fans to have the final say in determining the winners going from Tuesday, March 21st to Wednesday next week on March 28th. In order to vote, you can go to NaismithFanVote.com or on Twitter at March Madness. In other news, Kansas City Royals are still moving through their spring training for 2023 as the regular season kicks off in just a week from now, as their first game of the regular season starts on March 30th next week with a 3-game series against the Minnesota Twins. It is a home series for the Royals to kick off at Kauffman Stadium for the season. So far, the last few games of spring training included the Kansas City Royals taking on the Chicago Cubs, the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Colorado Rockies, the Angels, and the Athletics.
Teams remaining.
Kansas State is headed to the Sweet 16.
4 games to win.
A 3 for the lead. Splash! He got it! Ishmael knocks it down!
Join us Thursday, live from Madison Square Garden. It's Kansas State and Michigan State.
How sweet it is!
Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball. The K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat basketball. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Welcome spring with the bright yellow blossoms of forsythia. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plant forsythia is in full sun for the best flowering, although they will tolerate partial shade. They adapt to a wide range of soil conditions, including clay, but prefer well-drained soil. The showy flowers have a slight fragrance, and the deer tend to leave these plants be. Forsythias are basically pest-free and tolerate the toxic juglone contained in black walnut tree roots, leaves, and nuts. Northern gardeners should select varieties that are flower bud hardy. Both the plant and flower buds will survive cold winter temperatures, so you'll be enjoying flowers from the tip of the stem to ground level. Minimize maintenance by selecting varieties that will fit in the available space. You'll find compact varieties for smaller locations and larger ones that make great screens, tall hedges, or backdrops for other plantings. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
His name was Daddy Bryson, and he became one of the best-known train engineers in the Smoky Mountains, not because of his skill on the rails, but instead for the unfortunate accident that cost him his life. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Before 1934, when Smoky Mountain National Park was created, these hills were filled with miles of track for logging. Along with those rail lines came plenty of mishaps.
There were many accidents, probably the most famous of which took place on June 30th, 1909.
Rick Turner at the Little River Railroad and Lumber Company Museum says that famous derailment involved engineer Gordon Daddy Bryson.
Since it was Saturday night and there was a dance in Elkmont, and Daddy was a ladies' man, and he had 5 carloads of logs that he needed to bring down.
Daddy was supposed to bring a maximum of 3 cars of logs at a time, but making 2 trips would cause him to miss most of the dance. So the men working the Shea locomotive decided to take 5 cars at once.
Now, as luck would have it, it started to rain. And steel rails and steel wheels and rain create a problem. It's called traction.
The engine had a sand dome that could be used to sprinkle sand on the track to slow the train down. When Daddy pulled the chain to get some sand on the tracks, the dome was empty.
And as he starts to descend, it goes faster and faster and faster, till they reach a point where there's a very sharp curve and everybody kind of bails out.
Daddy Bryson was killed in the accident, but he became a legend when a song was written about it.
There was a ballad written about it, and it made Daddy's son very upset every time he heard it, so he quit Little River and went to another lumber company.
Today, little remains of the old rail lines that once crisscrossed what is today Smoky Mountain National Park. However, this museum shares the story of the many who worked the rails and logged the timber here a century ago. Driving the Countryside in Townsend, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.
pastures are more than just food for grazing livestock. They're also habitat for wildlife. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Manage your grasslands for the best diversity as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Migratory birds and insects need a place to rest and raise their young in an area that's not disturbed, has a diversity of plants, and something to eat. The pastures that livestock graze are the same ecosystems and habitats that grassland birds rely on. There are several grazing management techniques that can benefit both cattle and wildlife. Adam Jenke is an extension wildlife specialist at Iowa State University. He says the number one practice is rotational grazing.
As soon as you move cows off of one paddock and exclude them from it, that vegetation starts to change instantly. And as it starts to grow back, wildlife will respond. And we've seen really substantial improvements in grassland bird diversity on rotationally grazed pastures in Iowa and then also throughout the Midwest.
Set aside a refuge area within the pasture where it's not disturbed during May and June while birds are brooding. When livestock return, the young birds will be leaving the nest and old enough to get out of the way of large hoops. If you can, delay mowing until August 1st. Jenke says another idea is to stockpile forages.
Leaving forages out in the pasture, out in the field, to use later in the season creates cover for a whole diversity of wildlife. I think this can be particularly useful for fall migrating birds, and they're of course seeking cover where they can find flowering plants with seeds to fuel their migration and also escape the elements.
These strategies also help the producer's bottom line with more productive pasture land and less inputs. Find more tips on grazing management for wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
an Olympic event for procrastination, I would definitely get the gold medal. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Okay, I was exaggerating a bit about the gold medal, but some days it seems like I'm always running behind. Like the popular saying goes, if it weren't for the last minute, I wouldn't get anything done. You know, all of us procrastinate. It's just human nature. But it can become a problem if it goes too far. One thing you shouldn't delay too long is planning your financial future. For example, if you want to retire comfortably, put some money away each month. Or if you want to send your kids to college, start planning sooner rather than later. Even how much you want to give to others can be planned. So don't procrastinate. Create a financial strategy soon. With a solid plan and God's help, you can live a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
The Carbon Marketplace has room for livestock operators as well, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable sellers who will deliver to your operation at the agreed upon price with savings running up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Carbon credits can apply to more than just cropland. While Seavers Family Farms near Stockton, Iowa is sequestering carbon in the ground, the operation is also mixing livestock manure and biomass in anaerobic digesters. Brian Seavers.
Currently, we are producing electricity from the biogas, but by June of 2023, we're going to convert to upgrading that biogas to renewable natural gas, where we scrub the impurities out, which is basically carbon dioxide, and then injecting that into a nearby natural gas pipeline, and that will then be sold to buyers, presumably in California, as a transportation fuel.
Seaver says the solid and liquid components in the digesting process are used as fertilizer in their farm fields, eliminating the need for any synthetic fertilizers for crop production.
The whole point of this is we'll actually enhance our ability to sequester carbon through these efforts and to be even more sustainable with our entire farming operation.
A side benefit to the system, says Seavers.
For those who are anti-livestock or anti-meat in our communities, it's not going to be good news for them, because we think it's actually a more environmentally sustainable approach to utilizing our most valued natural resources, our air, land, water, sun, and people.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY. Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. You know, farm and ranch families from across the nation donated 25.3 million pounds of food and raised more than $1 million to help fight hunger last year through Farm Bureau's Harvest for All program. AFBF Young Farmer and Rancher Chair Matt Femin says the program helps community food banks.
Harvest for All is a partnership with AFBF Young Farmers and Ranchers, a local food charity. So we provide food to people in need around the United States. It could be rural, it could be urban, but basically it's an opportunity for our state farm bureaus and our county farm bureaus to work together with food charities and be able to make a positive impact.
Femin says the program helps ensure Americans who are facing food insecurity can have access to nutritious food.
This is a great opportunity and so important, because as farmers and as ranchers, we have a mission to feed America, to feed the people. And this is an opportunity for us to do it directly, to be able to donate, whether it be food or whether it be volunteer hours, and continue to make that impact, to make it one-on-one and have that close contribution.
Now he adds, the work farmers and ranchers provide for the program highlights the spirit of Farm Bureau.
It is truly amazing to see what these county farm bureaus and these state farm bureaus do.
And now let's look at Agriculture Soil Temperature Report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. Your 4-inch soil temperature at St. Francis is 37. At Richfield, it's 48. At Meade, it's 50. 51 at Ashland. 52 at Anthony. 49 at Wellington. And that's to get your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Shilling Cattle Annual Production Sale, Wednesday, March 22nd, 1 p.m. Central, just north of Brewster, Kansas, 6 miles off the interstate. Selling will be 51 Angus bulls and 12 Lemplex bulls, 20 fantastic registered Angus heifers, and 5 Lemplex heifers. All cattle will have their EPDs, scan data, and performance data available. Check us out on Shilling Cattle Facebook. All the videos will be on DV Auction. Free delivery in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska. For any questions on the sale, contact Clay at 785-694-4588. Or check us out on Facebook. Shilling Cattle.
Wichita State softball is back, and single game tickets and outfield decks for your group are available now. As Shocker softball continues to new heights following their NCAA regional appearance, they're led by reigning AAC Player of the Year, Addison Barnard, and All-American Sydney McKinney. It's the hottest ticket in town. Seating in Wilkins Stadium is limited, and tickets are selling fast. Purchase your single game tickets at goshockers.com/tickets or reserve your very own outfield deck by calling 316-978-
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
What one state is doing to develop and support their own agriculture industry with unique branding and marketing, and has been doing so since 1978. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
The Land of Kansas program is a free membership program that promotes and celebrates agriculture experiences and products grown, raised, and produced in Kansas.
We are committed to supporting local businesses because they're the foundation upon which Kansas economy thrives. So we're a membership program. So if your products are 100% grown, raised, or produced in Kansas, then you can be a member of our program. Also, we have benefits. Once you're a member of our program, we have several benefits. So we have a catalog of benefits that we can help you with. Any marketing, if you need help with email marketing, social media, website design, we help with those too. So we have services as well.
Additionally, Gleason says that members can use a special logo sticker on their products.
It just shows that it's Kansas made. It shows that it's trusted. And they also like to put our logo on their website, kind of just to show that it's an accreditation. So they really enjoy that. We also have an e-commerce site, which our members find value in that. They can put their products on there.
That website is fromthelandofkansas.com. There are currently 375 members, which also includes farmers market sites. As Gleason says, that the Land of Kansas program is also the hub when it comes to registering farmers markets. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture information, go to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTac. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, the markets are being influenced in a big way, have been all day long, but continue to be influenced by speculation of what the Fed's going to do. They will raise rates here in about a half hour or so. Question is, how much? So the markets are fluctuating because of those rumors and those ideas and speculation. Corn for May right now, 633. That's up 2 3/4. July corn, flat right now, 611. And a quarter. Kansas City wheat for May, 816. That's down 4 1/4. July, Kansas City wheat, 802 1/2. That's down 4 1/4. May oats, 364 1/4. That's up 5 1/4. July oats up 6 right now at 360 1/4. Soybeans for May, 1451 3/4. That's down 15 1/4 right now. July soybeans down 19 1/4 at 1429 1/2. Cotton for May, 78.67 is your price currently. That's up 82 cents. July cotton up 76 cents at 79.21. Live cattle for April, up a nickel now. Been down most of the day, but now up a nickel at 162.47 1/2. Live cattle for June, down a dime at 156 and a nickel. Feeder cattle for March, 188.12 1/2 cents. That's down 65 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 194.22 1/2. That's down 45 cents. Crude oil for May, $70.53. That's up 86 cents. Crude oil for June, $70.66. And that's up 89 cents currently. Take a look at Wall Street. The Dow down 99. S&P down 8. NASDAQ up 24. So that tells us there's a lot of question marks on Wall Street right now. As a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Have a great Wednesday.
Shilling Cattle Annual Production Sale, Wednesday, March 22nd, 1 p.m. Central, just north of Brewster, Kansas, 6 miles off the interstate. Selling will be 51 Angus bulls and 12 Limplex bulls, 20 fantastic registered Angus heifers, and 5 Limplex heifers. All cattle will have their EPDs, scan data, and performance data available. Check us out on Shilling Cattle Facebook. All the videos will be on DV Auction. Free delivery in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska. For any questions on the sale, contact Clay at 785-694-4589 or check us out on Facebook. Shilling Cattle.
Calling all ag vendors. Reserve your exhibit space now to reach thousands of farmers and ranchers at the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the Bennett Event Center. Call or visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com to receive extended early bird rates.
Smith's Auto salutes the Pawnee City FFA chapter for providing guidance in the many and varied careers in the agricultural industry and is proud of the extraordinary and dedicated young men and women. Good luck at the state convention from Smith's Auto in Pawnee City. Proud to support our local students.
With a number of traits to select for, the criteria to consider when choosing replacement heifers can be a difficult decision. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State Beef Reproductive Specialist Sandy Johnson discusses the criteria for selecting replacement heifers.
For me, I want a heifer that conceives early, calves early, raises a calf every year, and does it for a long time. I think we often overlook a majority of producers are still raising their own replacements, and so the bull they select to sire those heifers is really the first step in heifer selection. We think about the bull, the breed aspect may just blow right by us, but I want to remind producers of the impact of heterosis on reproduction. You know, and just by having that F1 Hereford Angus cow, 25% increase in cumulative weaning weight and about 17% increase in the number of calves born. So this is big dollars. Breed selection is very important, and we just can't underestimate the power of the heterosis.
Johnson touches on traits impacting the fertility and longevity of females.
Maternal calving ease is that trait that measures her ability to lay down and have a calf. Many people may look at scrotal circumference, indication of age of puberty in daughters. But, you know, at this point, I would argue we got a lot of traits to select for. Unless your particular situation is having trouble with age at puberty, let's not get too hung up there. Right now, you're going to say, well, heifers are going to be worth a lot of money. I'm going to breed up as many as I can and sell what I don't need. And I've got no problem with that. Make sure to identify those early pregnants and keep those for yourself. When we're selecting heifers, those that are born early themselves are more likely to conceive early just by virtue of age. So don't overlook that value. And while our temptation is our biggest heifers and they seem to be best, maybe we need to let those very biggest heifers go. They'll market well. Think about how that fits into your longer goals.
Johnson goes on to explain how sire selection is where the most genetic progress can be made.
You can argue with this both ways. Selecting females out of older cows, their mother has been in the herd a long time. She's proven herself, but maybe she's older genetics in my herd. Think about those trade-offs of my younger cows are going to be my best genetics, theoretically, if I'm doing a good job of selection. The sires of those heifers, I think, is where you make the most progress in some of those other traits. So we want to use our bull selection to drive traits like ribeye area or marbling and not necessarily get as concerned about an individual heifer's response in that trait. The value of when she's bred is still going to be more important than whether she's a plus X or a plus Y for a particular trait.
That was Sandy Johnson, K-State Beef Reproductive Specialist, giving insight into what she selects for in replacement heifers. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a big two-day auction for Raider Implement Company Saturday, March 25th, and continuing Monday, March 27th. Raider Implement was started in the early 1950s. Alfred Raider was known throughout the Midwest for selling bale wagons, good-used machinery, and trucks. Over 500 pallets of parts, plus Saturday they'll be selling hand tools, shop tools, lawnmowers, fuel tanks, and new iron. Monday they'll continue with pallets of parts until noon, and then follow with tractors, dozers, trucks, machinery, and the balance of the parts. This big two-day auction for Raider Implement Company, Saturday, March 25th, begins at 10 a.m. and continues Monday, March 27th, 10 a.m. at the location 4 miles north of Centralia on Highway 187 to 120th Road, then 3/4 mile east. For additional details, go online to Klein Realty and Auction. For information or viewing, contact Terry Muting or Jim Rader. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale Saturday, March 25th and Monday, March 27th.
KNDY.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
Country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.